Hebrews chapter number 11. I'm going to read one verse of scripture, then just give you a thought that's on my heart tonight. Hebrews chapter number 11. And we're down now to verse number 30. Verse number 30. The Bible said, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. These are stories in the Bible that sometimes we just kind of, I don't know, we get used to, we get accustomed to. And I think sometimes we don't stand in awe the way that we should of a wall that's 13 or 14 foot high, 10 or 12 foot. I mean, you could drive a chariot on top of this thing. Wide, thick, so to speak, and made out of stone and mortar. And all of a sudden it just falls down. But the Bible said it happened by faith. And I want to look at that tonight. Pray with me. Father, thank you tonight for my people. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, that we see the evidence of faith in chapter number 11. And tonight, Lord, we'll see that evidence in the defeat of that fortified city, Jericho. I pray, God, tonight that you'll just speak to our hearts and help us tonight. God will give you glory in Jesus' name, and amen and amen. We want tonight to turn back, if you will, please, with me, to the book of Joshua. Would you turn back to the book of Joshua? I want to make several statements tonight about this city and these walls that have fallen down here. And I will say this, in the life of the believer, we're all going to come up against some walls. How many believe that? And some walls that we need to fall down, that we need to be victorious over. I'll never forget, it was Brother Mays Jackson years ago that I heard say this. It's not original with me. But I heard Brother Mays say this. He said, we're pretty good at shouting after the walls fall down. But he said, not too many of us have learned to shout before the walls fall down. In the book of Jericho, they had to shout before the walls fall down. And it's easy to rejoice after that we've seen God work. But can we rejoice by faith? Can we go through whatever the darkness, whatever the valley, whatever the trial is, knowing that our God still loves us and that He is working all things together for good? In any given situation, we should just stop and ask ourselves this question, Lord, do I love you? And we'd ask ourselves that question, do I love the Lord? If we can say, I love the Lord, then you can say, all of this ran across God's desk. Amen. I see people, even as we did the prayer request tonight, struggling. People that are looking into I'm talking about the near future, and don't know how they're going to do it. Don't know how they're going to manage. Don't know how that they're going to be able to do what needs to be done. But faith, that's the evidence of things not seen. We don't know how they're going to do it, but we know that God will show them and God will help them. Amen. And that's where we should rejoice tonight. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they were compassed about 7 days. I want to read tonight just a little bit in chapter number 6 of the book of Joshua. The Bible said, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, I love those words in the Bible, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. I'm going to mention several things tonight. I think it's about five things that I want to look at tonight. The first thing I just want to talk about just a moment, the problems with faith. The problems are found in what they see. You remember, I believe, let me take the time to go over to the book of Numbers with me for just a moment. I believe it's the book of Numbers. And look at verse number 26. The problem is with what we see. And not who we don't see or what we don't see. The problem is with what we see. I remember Brother Jason, the first message he preached here at Bible Way, he titled it, "Don't Look at What You See," where the Bible said, "Look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal." It would just make sense, beloved, listen, for you and I that are saved by the grace of God, saved eternally, to get an eternal vision. Say amen. To look, amen, by faith. To live by faith. To love by faith. And I appreciate that. The Bible said, and they went and came to Moses, verse 26 of chapter 13 of the book of Numbers, and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, "We came into the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it." They could see the fruit. They had it with them. Nevertheless, the people, there's that nevertheless. There's some people, there's 12 spies, and there's two that are going to believe God, Joshua and Caleb. And we got Joshua over here now at Jericho. There's two that are going to believe God, and there's 10 that are not going to believe God, that are walking in unbelief. Watch it now. "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." They're giants. "And the Amalekites dwell in the land to the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." They're just giving them excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse not to go in and do what God told them to do. And Caleb stilled the people. He said, I don't know how Caleb did this, but he may have raised his voice and said, "Would y'all hush a minute? Listen." And watch what he said here. He stilled the people before Moses and he said, "Let us go up." After a week, "Let us go up next year. Let us go up next month." Caleb said, "Right now. Let us go up at once." That's the best time to obey God, right now. Amen. When God puts an order in front of you, he said here, "And possess it, for we are," what's the next two words? Let me say something to you. God is no respecter of persons. If God made the children of Israel well able to accomplish what he wanted them to accomplish, guess what? You and I that are born again of the Spirit of God are well able to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish in our life. But the old flesh will say, "Oh, we're not able. I'm old. I can't do nothing." I tell you what, I want to go out, say amen, serving God. I want to go out like Brother Don went out. I want to go out like Brother Mitchell went out. That wreck just about killed him, Brother John, but he got up anyway and said, "I ain't ready to go yet. I'm going to preach a little while." Amen. God let him recover his strength. Amen. And I'm telling you, beloved, we ought to be able to say tonight, we're well able to overcome whatever's in front of us. But the men that went up with them said, "We be not able." Right there it is. Right there's the whole thing. Faith, we're well able. Unbelief, we're not able. That's as simple as I can put it tonight. Faith, we're able. Unbelief, we're not able. We can't do that. Amen. And listen, our faith is not supposed to be in what we can do. It's supposed to be in what God can do. What God can do. Beloved, listen, we're going to tell you about the children of Israel that marched around once for 6 days. And I believe they looked like fools from the people that was up on the wall. Amen. Let me tell you something right now. It's never foolish to obey God. It's never foolish, beloved. It may look funny, it may look strange to the world, but we ought to just keep on doing whatever it is that God has put in our heart to do. The seventh day they marched around and somebody on the wall said, look, it's different today. They've never done this before. They're going again. They're going again. They're going again. And beloved, I tell you what, if you'll read over there in your Bible, let me read this to you real quick. The Bible said here, verse 10 over there in chapter 6 where we were, and Joshua had commanded the people saying, ye shall not shout, now watch this, nor make any noise with your voice. I'm telling you, beloved, it was all they heard from up there was footprints, footsteps, an army marching, amen. That's all they heard. They were not allowed to even talk to one another. The Bible said here, you shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day that I bid you shout, and then you shall shout. Amen. It's important, beloved, that we see tonight that God is saying right here, yeah, there's a problem with faith. And beloved, let me say this to you. There's something to learn right here. How many has ever looked at, you know, we just had an election and the majority won in that election. You understand what I mean? Let me say something to you. This might hurt your feelings, but the majority ain't always right. I'll tell you what, whoever's believing God's right. Amen. It might look like a mess, amen, but whoever it is in that family that's believing God, they're right. The majority might say there ain't no way, but whoever's trusting God, believing God, and talking to God, praying to God, the problem with faith comes in this way, the vision, the horizontal vision, what we see. What they saw here, beloved, was a country that they said, we can't do it. And two men, Joshua and Caleb, you know the rest of the story. All them guys that said, we can't do it, died in the wilderness. But you've got Joshua, after that Moses died, beloved, you've got him in the book of Joshua taking on the city of Jericho because he and Caleb was 80 years old. Was it 85? 85. I believe he's 85 years old, wasn't he? When he had the strength, the Bible said, that he did as a young man, amen? And he's the one, Caleb's the one that said, give me this mountain. Glory to God, amen. I'm telling you, sometimes if we just believe God, God might give us a mountain, amen, and give us something that would bring honor and glory to Him. So we see the problems with faith. And the second thing I thought about is the possibilities of faith. What was made possible, they're going to conquer a city that looks from the outside in like it's unconquerable. Has God ever given you a victory in your life? Amen. Where it looked like there was no way. Amen. I love the song, the line, Brother Ralph, in that song, he makes a way where there is no way. Glory to God, the children of Israel was backed up against the Red Sea. It didn't look like there was any way. God said, watch this. He breathed on the sea and the wall stood up and the land dried up and God made a way where there is no way. The possibilities of faith. I thought about just a few examples of that. You don't only have Jericho here in the Bible, but you have that with David. David goes down in the valley with Goliath. I mean, if you're looking at that situation, there's no way. There's no way a little shepherd boy is going to conquer that giant, amen? Unless you understand that there's somebody inside that little shepherd boy, a whole lot bigger than the biggest giant this world's ever seen. And that was the Lord. Amen. He said he sought him out a man after his own heart. So it looked impossible, but God made it possible. As a matter of fact, the Word of God uses this verse, with God, all things are possible. I don't know about you tonight, but that stirs me up. Amen. That makes me look at a situation and say, there ain't no hope. And God will stir down in my heart and say, oh yeah, I'm not dead. I'm still on the throne. Amen. And God, beloved, wants us to understand tonight the possibilities of faith. Daniel, it doesn't look possible. You throw a man into a den of lions. Many times it's misquoted and people say a lion's den. You can have a lion's den without having lions, but you got a den of lions. The lions are there. And by the way, if you'll read your Bible, the lions were hungry. Amen. But God, Daniel said, God shut the mouth of the lions. And those that threw them in, beloved, they took the mastery of them the very next morning and chewed them up and devoured them, amen. And Daniel was delivered by faith, the possibility of faith. You think about the three Hebrews. Beloved, they went into a furnace and came out of a furnace. Why? Because by faith, they weren't going to bow to an image of gold. They weren't going to bow to this world's king. They weren't going to bow to this world's music. And beloved, I tell you, they weren't going to bow, beloved, to a dead God. And beloved, they went down in the furnace and they came out of the furnace. And thank God that they did. I want to share this. I think this is an important in this message tonight about faith. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell because they were compassed about seven times. You remember the story in the New Testament about the centurion. The centurion had a servant that was sick. And he sent for Jesus. And then Jesus was going to come. And he said, no, tell him, I'm not worthy. That's humility. I'm not worthy that he should come under my roof. He said, I'm paraphrasing now, but he was a centurion. So he said, I have men under me in the army, so to speak. And he said, I say do something and they do it. And he said, all the Lord has to do, I'm paraphrasing, is speak the word. And God said, I've not seen so great a faith. No, not in all Israel. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, that God, he made it possible for that servant, that centurion's servant to be healed. And that centurion said something. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Now, I'm going to make a statement tonight. I could be wrong, but I'm just telling you what I believe. I believe there's a measure of unbelief in every one of us. Don't you? It started with me early on in the ministry, a battle. There was a lady that has terminal cancer. Supposed to take you out, cancer in her pancreas. One of the sweetest women I've ever met in my life. She played the organ. I never heard her say an unkind word about anybody. She couldn't have children, and she was faithful to the church. She was faithful to her instrument to do what God wanted her to do. And I just refused to believe, Brother David, that God was going to take her home. I fasted. I prayed. Brother Chris, are there any disappointments in your ministry? Brother Brian, are there any in yours, brother? And I was convinced that God was going to heal my sister. I'm telling you tonight, when I say words like this, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief, they come from way down deep. There's scars down there in my life when things didn't go the way that I thought they ought to go. Some people wouldn't admit that, but you know, I believe it's okay. The Bible said, confess your faults one to another, be ye healed, amen. And that lady, she got where she could go have dinner. That Wednesday afternoon, she was going to go have dinner or lunch, whatever you'll call it, in the afternoon with her former co-workers. And she was coming to church on Wednesday night. And just before Wednesday night service, I got a phone call that they had rushed her to the hospital. And she was hemorrhaging. They were putting blood in her and it was coming out faster than they could put it in her. And she made it till about midnight. About 10 o'clock that night, I looked into her eyes and I said, I love you, Sister Marlene. And she could say, you. She reminded me of you, Sister Gwen, in four syllables. Y-O-U. She said, I love you. And it just went on. That was the last word she said to me. It hurt me. I didn't plan on that coming out in the message. But I know what that centurion's talking about when he said, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. I believe there's a measure of that in every one of us. And listen, God knows it. And he loves us anyway. God said he knows, Sister Bree, that we're frail. He knows that we're but flesh. Amen. He knows that life is but a vapor and it's like a flower, like the grass that withereth away. But I'm telling you tonight, it ain't going to keep me from praying. It ain't going to keep me from believing. It ain't going to keep me from doing all that I can, amen, to let the Lord know that I love him and that I've had to come to grips with this fact. He knows what's best. I don't. I think I do sometimes, And God is telling us about the possibilities of faith. Paul in Acts 27, in that storm, he got alone with God. And he stepped out on that ship and said, I've met with the Lord. Amen. And he said, it's going to be all right. There's not going to be loss of any life except for the ship. He said, sirs, I believe God. And the Bible said he had a great joy about him, a great cheer. Be of good cheer. He looks like an absolute fool when he's saying that. The waves are crashing and everything. Beloved, they're throwing stuff overboard and they're just trying to stay afloat. That's the way we are sometimes, ain't it? Just trying to keep our head above the water. And I want you to know tonight, it's all right. The possibilities of faith. If you go back to chapter number 6, in verse number 6, we see the people of faith. Look what he said here. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the reward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. Joshua had commanded the people, we read a while ago, don't shout, don't make any noise, don't say anything till I bid you shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged into the camp. Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And the 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets, they went before the ark of the Lord, went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the reward came after the ark of the Lord. The priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. The second day they compassed the city once and returned to the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. That's a long text right there, but it's all read to say this tonight. There's a people of faith. Joshua's not by himself. Joshua's the leader. Moses had died and passed off the scene, and God put Joshua in his place. Amen. He's leading the people. But listen, get this tonight. The leader can't do it by himself. The leader has to have people that will believe God. Say amen. People of faith. And I believe God's people are a people of faith. We see not only, beloved, tonight the problems with faith, the possibilities of faith, the people of faith. I'm glad I'm in that number tonight. I know, beloved, that I believe God. Amen. Yes, there's times, beloved, when my faith is weak, but I thank God it's still faith. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord. Let's look at the procurement of faith. In other words, how did they obtain it? How did they get it? It's real simple. Someone to lead the way. Moses was their leader in chapter number 1. He died. Now Moses is the leader. Not only is there someone to lead the way, but he met someone in the way. Look at verse number 13. We should not skip this, beloved. This is what happens before the story even begins. Look what happens. And it came to pass when Joshua, this is verse 13 of chapter 5, was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? Amen. That reminds me of the Andy Griffith episode, you know, where the old fella, I can't remember his name now, Mr. Darlin, he said, just so we know where we stand. Amen. That's what Joshua wanted to know. Who are you? You for us or you against us? We want to know where we stand. Watch what he said. And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord, I am now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship. I'm going to teach you something right here. Listen. And said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place wherein thou standest, whereon thou standest, is holy. And Joshua did so. Now listen to me tonight. You can read your Bible. And remember, the Bible talks about the captain of the Lord's host here. Many times in the Old Testament, it'll say the angel of the Lord. But I want you to remember something. No angel in the Scripture would ever receive worship. This is called a theophanies. I'm not trying to impress you with a term, but that's the term. This is the pre-incarnate Christ. This is God that showed up in Joshua's life. Oh, I'll tell you something right now, beloved. That'll help your faith. Amen. When you've been in a closet somewhere. Amen. And God shows up. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, it'll strengthen your faith because you can go out of there knowing you're not going in your own might. It's not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Joshua come out of that meeting, amen, knowing that God was on his side. Amen. And he couldn't lose. Amen. We see, beloved, anytime you see the angel of the Lord and that angel will receive worship, that's Jesus. But if that angel says, see thou do it not, then it's an angel. Because angels got sense enough to know they're not supposed to be worshipped. God is supposed to be worshipped. Amen. And here it is in the Bible. So we see the procurement of faith. Now I want to show you this and I'm done tonight. The pattern of faith. I want you to see the pattern of faith. This is simple, but beloved, we need to get it. Let's look at the pattern. If you see in verse number 6 here, chapter number 6 and verse number 1, Jericho straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. And notice the words in verse number 2, and the Lord said unto Joshua, here's the pattern of faith. Number 1, God speaks. God speaks. This is the pattern. It's going to happen every time this way. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Many times, Brother Chris, we only associate that with saving faith. But I'm telling you, all faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I tell you what, there was a man preaching the Word of God the night I surrendered to preach. There was a man preaching the Word of God the night I got saved. There had been a man preaching the Word of God many times in my life when God did a work in my life, amen, and sanctifying me and setting me apart to do what he wanted me to do. And so here's the pattern. Number 1, God speaks. Number 2, God's people hear. So God speaks. Now listen, you and I today, we should not be listening for an audible voice. We have the canon of Scripture. But I'm telling you, beloved, you haven't lived until you've been reading this book and God speaks. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what you're facing in life or what decision you're trying to make in your life. If you'll learn this, it'll help you. If you can, a transmission has a park, it has a reverse, it has a neutral, and it has a drive. If you'll learn what I'm about to tell you, if you will take the Word of God and you're needing to make a decision, if you'll take the Word of God and get before the Lord and pray and read your Bible, ask God where you're supposed to read, Brother Preston, he will direct your path. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and that's what we're doing. We're acknowledging him, amen, his voice. We need him to speak. But you cannot approach the Word of God with it in park. You cannot approach the Word of God with it in reverse. You cannot approach the Word of God with it in drive. It must be in neutral. You can't approach it. Listen to me. You can look at the Word of God and find something that'll say what you want it to say if you want to. But if you're really wanting to know the mind of God, you must approach it and say, God, if you say yay, yay. If you say nay, nay. If you say go, I'll go. If you say stay, I'll stay. God will lead you through his Word. Amen. And so faith, the pattern of faith, God speaks, God's people hear. But watch this. How many knows this? We don't always like what we hear. Oh, glory to God. I'm just telling you, beloved, I've had God answer prayer for me right there in that book, and it ain't the way I wanted it to go. Amen. But I'll tell you, the pattern of faith is this. God speaks, God's people hear, and then God's people obey. That's what happened right here with Jericho. God spoke to Joshua, and then Joshua spoke to the people. They heard, but they didn't buck and they didn't kick. Amen. They didn't scream. They got at doing what God told them to do. And that is the pattern of faith. And then I'll give you this. God honors that. God always honors faith. He didn't just say without faith it's impossible to please God. He honors it when we believe Him. You say, Pastor, where did you get that? Well, I did a little bit of math. Jericho fell 1400 B.C. I'm not trying to impress you, but Miss Eve taught me a little bit of math. Amen. So you take 1400 and you add it to 2024. That's before Christ, and then Anno Domini, the A.D. I used to think it stood for after death, but it don't stand for that. That's the year of our Lord. So B.C. is before He was born. A.D. is after He's born. Again, I'm not trying to impress you, but that means 3,424 years ago, Jericho fell. You say, now, Pastor, why do you believe God honors faith? We're still talking about it, Preston. God's still honoring it. A bunch of people that look like a bunch of idiots marching around a city one time for 6 days, kept their mouth shut. They marched around it seven times on the seventh day. The priests blow the trumpet, and beloved, they shout, and beloved, the walls fall down. Amen. I'll tell you what, I wish somebody would shout around here so loud these walls fall down. We'll put them back, won't we, Brother Bill? Amen. We ought to shout. Glory to God. We ought to shout by faith. Amen. And we ought to serve the Lord by faith. We see that pattern. God speaks. God's people hear. God's people obey. And then God honors that faith. God honors faith. Amen. God honors faith. Husbands, God honors faith in the home. Wives, God honors faith. Church, God honors faith. I'll say this to you. The church I pastored before I went with Rock of Ages, we didn't do what we do here. Here, 35% of the offering goes to missions, much more than what we were doing there. But what we did there, and then the Wednesday night offering also goes to missions. What we were doing there was called Faith Promise Giving. How many's ever heard of that? Faith Promise Giving. Okay? And that's what we were doing. And so what people would do, they would make a pledge once a year. I will, by faith, I will give this much each month to missions. And so I was meeting with the deacons one day, and we had the pencils out, and we saw what was coming in, and it was just kind of like breaking even, Brother Chris. It was just, in other words, what was coming in was going out. What was coming in was going out. And God spoke to my heart. God dealt with me. And you say, Pastor, how did God deal with you? Well, here's how God dealt with me, Brother Preston. I told our men, I said, we're asking our people to live by faith. And we come in this room and we got to see it on paper before we'll do it. You know what we done? We grabbed two missionaries that we couldn't see how to do it. And you know what we done after that? We grabbed two more. You know what we done after that? In other words, beloved, why would I ask you to do something I ain't willing to do? Why would I ask you to live by faith if I'm not willing to live by faith? Amen? And so God honors faith. Amen? I've heard many pastors say, for some kind of trouble, some kind of need, just take on a missionary. Amen? God blesses faith. How many's glad you come tonight? By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. If you've got a wall in your life that needs to fall, amen, pray. Seek God's face. Just keep doing what you're supposed to do. Amen. And God will see to it that we come out victorious on the other side. All hearts and minds clear tonight? Amen. Let's stand. We'll be dismissed in prayer. Thank you for coming.